U.S. President Barack Obama yesterday pledged to cut the trillion-plus dollar U.S. budget deficit by half in his first term, even as he announced massive spending to revive the sagging economy. He issued the vow shortly after telling state governors he was sending them $15 billion to help with health care payments for the poor. The vice president of the Brookings Institute in Washington, D.C., Carlos Pascual, spoke with us about the role of the international community in the U.S. financial crisis.
It's more complicated than just having good American proposals. And as we've seen, the United States has plans for a major economic stimulus package. It has plans for a major program to stimulate the banking sector and to deal with the housing crisis. But we cannot implement these plans without coordination with the international community, because most of the capital to finance this is coming from outside of the United States, and in particular from China. So this is a very different world order, and it can't depend on just the United States demonstrating leadership. It also depends on all of the countries having a better understanding of how to keep their capital markets open and how to keep open their markets for goods and services. And I think one of the things that all of the leaders will talk about is the need to fight protectionism, but we need to translate that into action. That's going to be a big issue. And how we do that and how we, for example, can resuscitate the dialogue on Doha and make real the possibility of having effective global trade is going to be critical to resolving this crisis.